You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
Yes, it's that glorious time of the month again where we actually welcome the whole world to another edition of Sound and Nick Elliott's very special vision. First up, the Rolling Stones, Sympathy for the Devil.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands. Seal his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw him.
I don't know, could it be Sir Mick? What's his name indeed? Ah, well, here we are then, March, and we're heading into April, but already it's time for another volume of Sound and Nick's Vision. As we said at the start, Nick Elliott, photographer extraordinaire, welcome to your show.
Hello, Alex, how are things?
Very good indeed. You know, and your co-host today is Sue Royce, once again, Sue Fresh, from doing the Lincoln 10K. That's 10 English kilometres, to use a European expression.
Or 6.6 miles.
Oh, there you yes. are. Yeah. So how often have you run 6.6 miles then, Nick?
It's been a long time. Well, yeah. I have done it. Quite regularly at one point in my life, but not for a long time. No. I could be tempted to give it another go.
Planet
but
of the Joggers, please.
Good fun.
People might think midlife crisis, and that doesn't happen to rock and rollers.
Sharp. That was sharp.
Straight to why did we launch with the Rolling Stones and Sympathy for the Devil? What was the reason for the track?
Brilliant. Just marvellous, marvellous track. One of my favourites, I think. I just love the early Rolling Stones. I think it was their best period. Around about that kind of time, you know, leading up to about 75, 76.
We've obviously spoken about the wonderful folk you have interviewed in all sorts of ways. Have you ever done anything with any of the band themselves?
Bill Wyman, not the Rolling Stones, right. No. Bill Wyman's Rhythm Kings, who headlined Cambridge Folk Festival one particular year. I did some stuff, met Bill, which was a bit of an exciting experience for me. I did see the Rolling Stones in their heyday.
And strange you should mention that, because Cambridge Folk Festival is celebrating 50 years, and there's a book out celebrating that as well.
There is.
I know. It's
what
amazing.
A link.
See what we did there. Straight in. No, it's good. We'll be talking about your fantastic work for that, various other events that you're up to in terms of, obviously, the wonderful world of Nick Elliott, books that can be purchased and so on, and a show which features, I mean, this, Michael Jackson, Pink Floyd, The Monkees, Bon Jovi, Guns N' Roses, Sinead O'Connor, and that's just the opening sort of scenarios. It's phenomenal. How can we feed it all into 3,600 seconds, frankly, Sue, I don't know. But not so much a stranger at the Cambridge Folk Festival, or indeed a stranger in Lincoln. Michael Jackson is a stranger in
New York.
So close, but not quite.
Moscow.
Oh, Moscow, yeah.
Yay. And Michael, I'll have that one over there, and I'll have that one there, and we'll all we'll moonwalk, and it'll be really great. Go, Michael, go, go. I don't know what he's saying either. But he got there in the end. Now, it has been pointed out by a certain legendary public relations soul that actually this is not necessarily your normal choice of music. And indeed, Sue Royce, you were quite surprised in Sound and Nick's Vision to find a little Michael Jackson number.
I was, but then that said, Michael Jackson was hugely talented and he did leave the world some wonderful songs.
Very true, indeed. And Nick, over to you, good self. Why did you go for Stranger in Moscow?
What I liked about Michael Jackson, he did fantastic videos. The guy pushed the line right from day one and took it to another place, Thriller and Bad and all that kind of stuff.
John Landis, I think, directed Thriller.
He did.
American Werewolf in London, amongst
other
things.
14
and the Blues
minutes,
Brothers,
I think.
With Vincent Price.
Indeed.
The soulful Getting Down. Indeed. I don't do a Vincent Price impression. In case
you don't?
No,
really?
No.
The one that you don't do is Vincent Price.
A man of a thousand voices, every one of them sounding exactly the same. Astounding. Still, never mind. Life continues. It's Siren 107.3 FM. You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision. I'm looking at nickelliott.eu and I'm seeing from CJ Holding at the Studio Gallery for Planet Rock. Nick Elliott's images are so powerful, they have a soul of their own. It's a privilege to offer Nick's collection. Love them. That's actually sort of a lot of sort of joy when you actually see a number like that, because it means that in many ways you are almost the more talented Michael Jackson of the photographic generation.
Do you think?
I think so. You don't moonwalk or grab the crotch much, but apart from that, it's...
I can do that. But this is radio.
Exactly. Please. Even the late night version might have one or two challenges with respect to that. But it is interesting in terms of the obviously other places which have hosted you yourself, in the Studio Gallery, Mandel's Gallery. When you actually see portraits, photos in a gallery, do you sort of aim when you're constructing the actual photograph to actually say this is going to look good on a wall, or is that sort of the last thing you think?
No, not the in the initial generation. No, I mean showing and the fine art side of what I do is very, very important.
Sure, yeah.
And. Yeah, it's an ambition that I've always had, because I think there is certainly levels in a career like mine where you get to, and it's marked by a point. Exhibitions are one of those kind of points. Yeah. Books, I think, is one of the ultimate places to take it. But a combination of the two, you know, where you generate documentary, a project that I'm working on at the minute, which eventually ends up in a book and goes on to be a show. You know, so they're just levels that I've kind of set for what I do.
And the exciting thing, of course, is that a part of this programme in future months will be featuring some outdoor activities.
It will, yeah. It's going to be very busy doing some OBs with you guys.
Very exciting. Sue, just as you were surprised at Michael Jackson, I'm surprised by the next choice. I thought he would have gone for the Scissor Sisters version of Comfortably Numb. But no, he's gone for the original Pink Floyd. Yeah, exactly. Roger Waters, I believe, and
yes, it is
sort of folk within that. So yep. Why Comfortably Numb?
Again, one of the greatest tracks ever recorded, I think. I'm a huge Pink Floyd fan. They influenced my whole life and career to such a degree. My number one album of all time is Dark Side of the Moon. I don't think that it will ever be beaten. It's not been beaten to this point. And I think, again, for me, that is the level of where all musicians should set their height. It is Dark Side of the Moon.
You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
Mark.
in society. You're using all the tricks that you used on me. You're reading all them high fashion magazines. The clothes you're wearing, girl, are causing public scenes. I said, I'm not your stepping stone. I'm not your stepping stone.
First met you, girl, you didn't have no shoes, and now you're walking round like your front page news. Message, Nick? I'm not your stepping stone? Not your stepping stone?
I don't know the lyrics that well. Not as well as you, Alex, no.
It's a classic line there. Mickey DeLenz on lead vocals, and certainly a song which, if you do start listening to the lyrics, it's that classic line about social climber, shall we say, wanting to change your work through that. Peter Sarr said the same thing with Where'd You Go To, My Lovely? Different line.
That was a good track. That was a good track.
Nice. It took us out of Comfortably Numb, which was correctly pointed out. It didn't actually come from Dark Side of the Moon. It came from another album entirely.
It did The Wall.
Yeah, exactly. But it was still Pink Floyd.
But guitar solos. It starts and stops with Dave Gilmour in Comfortably Numb.
Precisely. One of the world's most revered rock photographers, so Chateau de Carras has actually said about you, Nick. Rock photographer Nick Elliott has carved out an enviable reputation for producing powerful, iconic pieces of photographic art in his own inimitable avant-garde style. I know all artists hate this, but how would you define inimitable avant-garde? Even Sue's stumped at that one. Well, inimitable avant-garde.
I define that as what's in my head. Really? Yeah. Art is all art is what people see it to be. It's not necessarily defined in any kind of way, genre, style, or particular form. It's what people see it to be. Which is what make art and artists so hard to be accepted.
Absolutely. So, what, from your point of view, because you've worked with artists before, some of them legitimate, some less so.
I'm a bit of an artist in my own right. I don't get much time to indulge it anymore.
Exactly. Well, you're just too busy running, Sue. You know, your art is in your generation of endorphins.
I would agree with what Nick says. It is about having this vision, this idea of something that you want to do, an idea that you want to portray in your head. And you choose whatever form you like to get it out there, and hope that people see the same thing as you. But equally, you're okay with the idea that people look at your work and they take different meanings away from it. In many ways, that's a way of enriching what you've already done. Mm. But avant-garde, well, I don't know. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is. Yeah,
you being awful careful about the friends you choose, but you won't find my name in your book of who's who's. Sorry, I just can't resist another stepping stone lyric there. You've echoed it, I think. That kind of
this could go on for the next half hour.
This could take some time.
To quote
a... When we think of the Monkees, we think of a manufactured pop band, probably the first officially manufactured pop band, an American response clearly to the Beatles. But they did have so much originality that I think it's almost unfair to turn around and say that Davy Jones, Peter Tork, Mickey DeLenz and Mike Nesmith were actually manufactured, because they were good musicians in their own right, really.
Yeah, they were. Well, it started off with a manufactured side, didn't it?
But, four crazy boys invited to audition for TV show.
Indeed, it was.
Created a phenomenon.
Yeah.
Difficult word to say.
Indeed.
Difficult word to spell, but it did. So there we are. And enough of the Monkees, because we could go on and on and on with respect to Monkees, but you've got John BJ up next, John Bon Jovi, with another little tune from the Bon Jovi stable, really. Would you like to introduce the next particular number?
This is Wanted Dead or Alive.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting you've gone for a number of interesting lines today, Nick, which have very soft introductions, nice melodic introductions, lots of long intros. Is that because you wanted to actually talk over them and talk up to the actual beat?
No, not at all, no.
There we are. We'll just let the whole thing evolve in its own mercurial, magical sense there. And I do believe he's got good hair as well.
Well, he had at this point.
Oh,
about this time in the production of Sound and Mix Vision that we actually give a little acknowledgement to The Rock Train, which is a bi-weekly production on Siren with Kev and all sorts of wonderful things there. So we just have The Rock Train.
No tracks too heavy.
As that jingle goes. Anyway. Nick Elliott, this is, of course, his show. Nick, how do people get in touch with the show if they wish to actually say, why don't you try this one, Nick?
Well, the best place to do that is on my press office, which is nickelliott.info. That's nickelliott.info, Elliott, E-L-L-I-O-T-T, .info.
Excellent. So if somebody wants to select, hypothetically, I don't know, S Club 7 or Steps or something.
Well, they'll be coming soon.
There we
are. Of course not.
Talking about the coming, so can't beat a bit of S Club 7, as I frequently say.
S Club 7, they were good, man.
Exactly. They're doing sensationally. Coming attractions, we have the lead singer from The Marmalade joining us.
Yes, we do. Sandy Newman, the legend that is.
If anybody wants to have any questions for Obladi Oblada, or indeed Reflections of, or any of the wonderful Marmalade material that we'll be featuring, then he will be in the studio, and I'm sure if they sent it in to your website, which once again is
nickelliott.info.
Exactly. Then, you know, the magical elves that you have working on the website, because they are elves who sort of work.
There's
there.
Lots of elves.
Lots of elves sort of in the virtual elvish world sort of work.
All females.
Used to be pixies, of course, but now elves, but still. Pixies for another time entirely. I have a little story about the next piece of music, you know, in my own way, a little broadcasting story.
Have you really?
It was. Would you like to share it?
Please do.
It was one of two choices we gave the then Prime Minister, Tony Blair, back in 2001 in terms of what we regarded as choice or chance. Being obviously the Prime Minister, he didn't want to have chance, so we went for choice. And his choice was between Sinead O'Connor, nothing compares to you, and Bonzo Dog Band, I'm the Urban Spaceman. Do you know which one he chose?
Wasn't this.
It was, actually.
Was
it
really?
It was for sure. He dedicated
goodness
it to
goodness
for
me.
Sure. Yeah, there we are.
Quite progressive.
Short horror.
There you are. So there we are, just a little sort of anecdote which I thought I'd share. Anyway, why have you selected Sinead?
I just love everything that this woman has ever done. I shot her last year at the Cambridge Folk Festival at the 50th anniversary.
Hey, you see, and people another will link be able there to another link purchase versions of that photograph in the book, presumably.
She headlined, I think it was Saturday night, and it was a seriously good performance. Stole the whole weekend, by far.
She's going now. Just in time for us to squeeze this in.
This is Siren FM.
The Rock Train, leaving the station every other Thursday, 8 till 10, bringing you the best local and international bands from the world of rock and metal. The Rock Train, no tracks are too heavy.
don't know about you, Nick, but I always find that a bit scary. But never mind. I know he's Welsh, but still, bless him. Great stuff. And it's a wonderful system from that point of view. I'm thinking of, obviously, Ivor the Engine and, indeed, Noggin the Nog.
Oh, that was great.
It was great.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
I mean, why you haven't got a rock band called Noggin the Nog these days, I don't know.
And Olaf. Olaf was a bit of a hero.
Quite clearly. Often should have gone head-to-head with Muffin the Mule, I feel. But
indeed. He's not a criminal offence.
No. Nothing else matters. You see what we did there? Does a rock trade various other factors. Why Metallica?
Oh dear!
I know, Mark. You could have signed up for us. So a whole
fade
series.
In, Alex. Fade
yeah,
in.
Yeah. Go. Sounding vaguely like a mandolin, Nick. But not, I suppose.
No.
Metallica, with a very mellow tune. Because when you mention Metallica to your average individual, they probably think much heavier tracks than that.
Oh, they do. They do a lot heavier, yeah. That is one of my favourite Metallica tracks. Fantastic band. Just one of the great all-time rock bands.
And standard question, have you worked with them? Have you photographed?
Yes, I have. I did some stuff with them at Sonisphere probably about 3-4 years ago. Which was a bit of a highlight of my career, actually.
Were they good in terms of responding to you?
They're just everything about them is right. Everything about them is right.
What about Guns N' Roses?
Does it come any better? We'll be right back.
didn't announce it at the beginning, Nick, because we thought it would be far too exciting for the listener. But we can now say that this show has officially featured two of the greatest guitar solos ever.
In recorded history?
In recorded history.
Totally.
And they were, of course, in which tunes?
Come to Be Numb, David Gilmour, and The Slash, GNR.
There you are, Guns and Roses. It's time to say farewell, au revoir, so long, au wiedersehen, goodbye. Not that we'll be featuring the Sound of Music, it's the Sound of Nick's Vision. Sound and Nick's Vision on the show, but yes, we've wrapped up. Sue, can you believe that? Another show has gone by.
No, it went really quickly. Oh, I can't wait till the next one.
That'll be a full-length version. Moving on to... the final track that you actually got today for a farewell, for the moment, an au revoir, really. And it's Dr. Feelgood himself.
It is.
Introductions, please, Nick.
Feelgood.
We like to feel people do when they listen to this show.
Actually, it's just a fantastic, fantastic track.
Are you familiar with Dr. Feelgood, Sue Royce?
No, but I will be in a minute.
Oh, we hope so. Would you like to say bye-bye, Sue Rice?
Bye-bye.
And Nick, back again next month?
We'll do, definitely.
And the Cambridge Folk Festival, and Marmalade, and more goodness that you can shake a general rock guitarist stick at, really.
Definitely. Amazing. I shall bring it in a bag.